We're continuing in the 19th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yotes, Mishnah Beis. So, Hachevel Yotzei Min Hamita, the rope that goes beyond the bed, Ad Chamisha Tefachim Tahar, up to 5 Tefachim is Tahar, meaning the extra rope that's shorter than 5 Tefachim cannot become Tameh, because it doesn't do anything for the bed, so it's not considered to be a Yad of the bed. Mechamisha V'yad Asara Tameh, but if the rope is between 5 and 10 Tefachim long, that goes beyond the bed, then it actually can function as a yad, and therefore it's going to be tameh as a yad of the kli, because you could lift the bed by pulling that rope. Me'asar v'lachutz tahar. But if the rope is more than 10 tefachim long, then it's tahar, because such a long rope does not do anything for the bed. Shabot kosher es ha'psachim. A rope that's between 5 and 10 tefachim can become tameh as a yad, because it's used a lot of times to tie the korban pesach to the bed, u'mishal shalun asamitos, and they would lower the beds from, you know, at a window or something by holding on to such a rope. But if it was longer than that, then it's totally unnecessary. Mishnah Gimel. Mizran Hayotze Min Hamita Kol Shehu. The Mizran, that which is like a strap of some sort, it's like a band that goes around the bed. So if it hangs loosely and goes from the bed, it becomes tummy along with the bed, no matter how long it is. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yosef Amar Hadasar Tefachim. No, that also has a maximum of 10 Tefachim. Shiari Mizran Shiva Tefachim. If there's extra from a Mizran, then it becomes, in order to become Tameh, it has to be at least 7 Tefachim long. K'tei La'asoso Chevek L'chamor. Big enough to make it for something for a donkey that you'd put on the back of the donkey to keep the donkey a little bit warm. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we had said that the rope that protrudes from the bed, if it's less than 10, then 5 tefachim, it's tahar. Between 5 and 10 tefachim is tameh, because it has a function. More than 10 tefachim is tahar, and the function that it would have would be to tie the korban pesach to the bed and to lower the bed out of a window. And in Mishnah Gimel, we said that the mizran, the strap around the bed that hangs loosely, as a machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yossi, how much of it is tameh, whether it's just a kol shehu or only up until only the 10 tefachim that are closest to the bed are tameh. And then we said that the shiari mizran, remnants of a mizran, become tameh. It has to, in order for it to become tameh, it has to be at least 7 tefachim long, and that because that's large enough to use as something that can aid a donkey. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yutas, Mishnah.